And we are now joined by Josh Zimmerman and Teresa Jensen. Did I get that right, Josh?
Yes, you did.
Josh Zimmerman and Teresa Jensen of Friends of Downtown Northfield, because it's already third Thursday in May coming up, and which means we get to kick off the whole third Thursdays for the summer.
Yay.
Yay. exactly right. Let's start at the very beginning. What's new this year with Third Thursdays?
Well, we have expanded where the event space is going to be. So in last year, we had kind of the showmobile, the stage facing south on 4th Street towards 5th. And now we're going to have it kind of in the same winter walk configuration. So it's a little bit more open. We've done some outreach with different businesses to kind of come out and make sure they've extended their hours longer. And, so it's a little bit bigger footprint, but we have our Fermentation Friends coming back, which is the collaboration of all of the different breweries, distilleries, so Keepsake, Loon Liquors, Tans and Wall, Chapel, and Imminent. They're kind of partnering and helping provide alcohol and non-alcoholic options as well.
The city has purchased a new showmobile too, so they had it at the library event a couple of weeks ago.
Okay,
but they will have it at this event. And you know what else we're doing? We are really emphasizing dancing. So we're partnering with Age Friendly Northfield. This would be the organization that gives us the red chairs, and we've got space for, you know, people to dance, and we're really encouraging it. I guess I'm on crutches right now, so I can't dance. This will be a really fun event for people to. So we're doing our best to get bands that make people tap their toes and want to get up and dance.
Right, lots going on with do we still have the Riverwalk Market Fair component as well? Do we still have vendors from?
This is the first year that we will not be working with the Riverwalk Market Fair.
Okay.
We just didn't get the vendor mix right. I think people came down for the music and the food and not necessarily to buy vegetables.
Right.
So the Market Fair pivoted to a different format, and what we're doing, or I'm on that board as well, is we have a market that is that will be happening near the Greenville Community School.
Right. We talked to Derek
was
Myers
mentioning that.
Was on, and he talked about the Tuesday market. We'll get back to that in a second. With the expansion down the, I suppose that's the 300 block.
Yep.
How was the, was this something that was requested maybe by the business owners, or how has the reception been by the business owners?
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of felt like in the past we had heard feedback that kind of the north side of Division was feeling a little cut off, and we thought, yeah, this is not really inclusive. We want to make sure that we're here for everybody.
Right.
We're going to close, the third 300 block kind of in the same configuration as Winter Walk. So like where the cars can kind of come down third, but have to go north.
Right.
And so, then really asking like businesses like Coco's and others to kind of come out and provide food. So, please don't make plans for dinner that night. Come down and have some dinner. We do actually have some vendors coming too. So we are not using the Riverwalk to facilitate our vendors, but we've kind of had a call out there for different vendors to come out. And so there'll be opportunities for things on the street as well.
That's great. So for the music, you mentioned dancing and stuff. Who's going to be playing?
Yeah, so this year, so for May, big kudos to Jane Bartho. She's done a lot of groundwork to get out there and get our music going. She reached out to the high school, and there's three different musical acts from the high school that are coming down. Crimson Roots, yes. Cattywampus and Big Casa Grande. So, and they're kind of, I think Crimson Roots is going to bookend the set, and then in the middle there'll be some kind of a cappella groups and some singing and stuff.
So
that'll be, it's trying to really focus on community, really bringing different aspects of the community down.
Yeah.
Um, you know, summer gets busy, a lot of different sporting events and stuff, right. But wanting to make sure that really we offer the downtown as a nice space for people to gather.
And I guess that's that's sort of my next question, is the whole point of a third Thursday. It's more than just, hey, let's take advantage of the fact that it's summertime and good weather, isn't there?
Right. It's to bring people downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To
yeah.
really emphasize the success of the downtown community and the downtown businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about Friends of Downtown Northfield. You guys used to be the
NDDC.
NDDC.
Yeah,
and you've sort of evolved a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So as an organization, we've started following Main Street America process, mm-hmm. Really focusing on the different pillars and approaches to having a vital and economically vital downtown district. So we focus on some of that economic vitality, design, different elements. So we have, in the past, we've done a lot of programming around artists on Main Street. So mm-hmm. trying to bring, getting grants to facilitate artists providing art. And in the past, we've done kind of those murals, murals on storm drains, and so on that you've seen downtown. So we do a lot with that. And yeah, this year we're trying to venture into understanding, can we bring the community closer together, the business community and property owners closer together to maybe facilitate a special services district. But that's sort of on the table. We'll see. We'll see if we're going to, you know, we're venturing into it, trying to get, we're still kind of exploratory at this point, I would say.
Tell us more about that, a special services district. What does that mean?
So a special services district exists in other communities to bring property owners together to kind of really make the services easier to access for different properties.
Okay.
And yeah, then they pool the money to have a service provider provide those services, garbage and snow removal. And,
okay. Yeah. So. Interesting.
Those are the two big ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right.
And there's other things that do that groups do in other communities.
Okay. Cool. Well, Teresa, not only, I mean, you've got a busy week, my goodness, because not only is it the first third Thursday, but we have the first Riverwalk Market Fair coming up on Saturday also.
Right. Right. We do. This will be very exciting. We'll have the Pop Club, which is the Power of Produce, and which is a program, and it is a grant funded and a gift funded program that creates programming that rewards kids for coming down. And we'll have a scavenger hunt this Saturday, and I'll actually be the one kind of doing it.
Okay.
And the kids will, you know, have a set kind of questionnaire sheet that they will go around and get, and then when they come back with it filled, they get a token that is, like, you know, either $2 or $5, and then they can take that token and buy produce from anybody down at the fair. So it really encourages healthy eating and just being down and being involved.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anything, beyond the activities for the kids here, anything new that we should be, anything else new we should know about with Market Fair this year?
I'm trying to think. We've got a full roster of vendors. The kinds of things we'll be doing is maybe not as noticeable, like, oh, we'll be moving our information tent and we'll, you know, be doing things like that. But there's not, the boundaries are still the same.
Right.
And we're still, you know, working with the city to get everything set.
And then you mentioned the new Tuesday night market. How?
From what I do remember, it's because it was about a month ago now that we talked to Derek. So it's going to be at Greenvale Elementary, and it's going to be an indoor marketplace where folks can. Isn't it?
I don't think it is.
I think it's outside.
Is it? I think
outside?
It's in between
the winter market that you're thinking of.
Okay.
Community Education Center and the Community Gardens.
Gotcha. Yeah. And it's going to be kind of evening time where folks can come and have kind of that second chance to get access to the Riverwalk if for some reason maybe they couldn't make it on Saturday.
Well, or just, you know, it'll be around the time that parents will be picking their kids up from school.
Yep.
And so they can, you know, stop and buy, you know, produce. Mm-hmm. It's basically focusing on food items that we'll be doing. So,
And Derek also, I think, mentioned that that area was selected because there's kind of, sort of a food desert.
Yes.
Right there. There's, you know, there aren't any grocery stores or anything on the west side of town, on the west side of Highway 3, which is, I think it's a, that's a really interesting.
It is. It is. I think all we've got is a kind of a dollar store kind of deal. And
I mean, there's some grocery stuff there, sure, but, you know, not a, especially not like more like fresh food. It's mainly just like, you know, canned goods and frozen things and such. Yeah.
Well, it will, you know, with the very beginning of the market happening this Saturday, it will be interesting to see just what produce is out there because it's early in the season and these are Minnesota farmers. So we do have some farmers that grow things hydroponically, and so you may see some hydroponic tomatoes there.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So it's if I got this right, it's gonna that's the fourth Tuesday of the month. I think so. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me check that and get back to you.
Yeah. Do we do so? But back to Saturday, the day at hand. Do we know? Do you remember? Do we know who's playing music that day? I'm putting you on the spot, Teresa.
You are putting me on the spot. I do not know, but we will have at least two different acts.
That's great.
Who will be playing. That's generally what we do.
No, you know, I mean, this weekend the weather was so spectacular.
Yes.
It was so fun. And like I love the Riverwalk Market Fair, and I missed it actually this weekend. So it's going to be nice to have it back.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Yes, it would have been a good weekend to start. But we'll be ready this Saturday.
I mean, Saturday is actually supposed to be looking pretty good. It's mainly Thursday and Friday that they're a little
dicey. But there'll be, I'm sure it'll be great weather Thursday night.
Right. Yeah.
Here's hoping.
Pay attention to our website. We'll keep it updated with if we do need to make adjustments to the weather. Right. But.
One more question about Third Thursdays.
Sure.
With the dance element. Are there I know that in the past when Age Friendly has done things they've offered like dance lessons and stuff beforehand. Is any of that happening with Third Thursdays?
Not yet. We're constantly experimenting with different things, so we're just trying to get this first one off the ground for but we do have in June will be the community band. July will be we have the steel drum band coming back, and they do some dancing. So
I remember them; they were really good, really really good.
Kind of fun '80s arrangements.
Yeah, with, steel, and you listen to the music, and you're like, "Is that like, is that what I'm hearing? Is that Cyndi Lauper? What's going on?" Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
So they'll come back, and we'll try to be very. But, and Cece Lindstroth has been instrumental. Yeah. She's on our committee for Third Thursday and has joined the board of Friends of Downtown, too. And, you know, she's doing everything.
So. That
woman's a force of nature. Ryan is particularly fond of Cece as well.
She's one of my new favorite people.
Do you know that she was just it was just announced that she has won the Haywood Award.
I saw that.
Yeah.
She's pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Well, she ought to be.
Yeah.
It's a huge honor. Yeah, and well deserved as well.
You had mentioned your website, so if folks want to find out more, where can they go?
DowntownNorthfield.org.
All right, there you go.
See.
Yeah. All right. What else do we need to know about Third Thursday or about the Riverwalk Market Fair?
We are always looking for volunteers. We are going to be, for May, we'll have kind of a beer garden set up, just sort of what we could get away with the city and so on.
Yeah.
But we're going to look to expand that in the future.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to need some extra volunteers, extra hands on deck, just to make sure we keep all the alcohol kind of where it's supposed to be and not where not supposed to go.
I'm not sure people aren't wandering.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I have some experience in that department. I might have to talk to you after.
Please, yes. I would. Any advice would be wonderful to get. And just come hungry, come willing to you know, there's going to be lots of opportunities. A lot of food. A lot of food, yeah.
A lot of good stuff going on.
And last I heard, I think even Tin Tea is going to come down.
Oh, is that right?
Set up a table. So.
That's great.
Very cool.
All right. Cool. Well, Jeff Zimmerman, Teresa Jensen, we always thank you guys. It's good to see you both. Mm-hmm. And Third Thursday starts what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yeah. Street will be shut down a little earlier than that because once the stage is set up, they don't want to. Have cars driving through.
Right.
And so. Does it go till 8 o'clock?
Till 8 o'clock. Yep.
Sounds good.